Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of Walls in Our Minds. This is Terry Dodd. I should be here with my co-host Red Beckman shortly. I saw his number come up on the board. We do have a little bit of technical difficulty going on right at the moment. I haven't been able to get the chat open, the online chat tonight, so I'm hoping that's going to come around here in a moment. There's Red. Red, you do have a live mic.
Okay. You hear me?
I do hear you loud and clear. And
I just got home here, so I'm trying to get my bearings.
Do you hear me?
I hear you.
That's a good sign. We're batting 1,000 at the moment. Your voice is strong enough tonight. Would you mind opening us, please?
I'll try. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee knowing that we are unable to do this in our own power and do it right and do it with the right message. And we just pray that You will give us the guidance and give us the words, give us the message that You want people to hear this evening. We thank Thee because You are so dependable. And if my us being dependent upon You, why we can know that we're going to be on target, and we just hope that there's people out there that want to hear what is going to be said here tonight. We thank Thee now for all the help You've given us in the past, and You've been so good to us, and we thank You for it. We ask this all now in Christ's name, amen.
Amen. We've got a number of callers on the switchboard, but nobody has raised their hand yet. If Deborah, if you're already called into the show, please hit a 1 so that we will know that we need to give you a live mic. I don't see the number that I was expecting to see for her, so I'm not going to just open up a mic for anybody here. Red? You know, I've had a very interesting day today. I went up to Frisco, up into the mountains today. We walked around and enjoyed the aspens starting to turn, rode our bikes around a little bit, got to visit with my friend, Brother Nathaniel up there, who's just back from his experience with the Austin police force. They managed to give him 2 tickets down there. He was doing his street evangelism on an area adjacent to their interstate coming through Austin. And the police one time called him down onto the interstate and then wrote him a ticket for being on the interstate, which he wasn't on the interstate to start with. He was on a sidewalk. And then on another time, later in the a little bit later, maybe an hour or so, they wrote him a ticket for being on a median on a road that was contiguous to the interstate, and again told him that he was on the interstate, and he wasn't on it at all. So he's fighting that battle, but had a good visit with him this afternoon, and hopefully our guest will be calling in here in just a moment. I may need to give her a call and remind her, when the show starts or something. Perhaps she got tied up, but it might be a good idea, Red, if I just take a moment and try to get her on the line. Red, is there something you'd like to talk about for maybe a few minutes?
I'm right in the middle of my dinner.
Okay.
We just got home from Portland, and that's always an ordeal for me to
I understand Ted Cruz is still filibustering in the Senate.
He's got the strength and everything to do it. How many hours would that be now?
Well, I think he's been on there for a good 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty amazing. I would love it if he came out and acknowledged that he was not a natural born citizen. I really like the guy, and
yeah,
I just wish I wish he would come clean on the fact that his parents were not U.S. citizens when he was born. And that makes him not a natural born citizen. I mean, we've already got one imposter in the office now. The last thing we need to do is to put a Republican up there, like Bobby Jindal or Rubio or Cruz, none of which are natural born citizens. Not even Santorum, by the way, is a natural born citizen. But I just wish he would come clean about it, and I would have a lot more respect for him than I do at the moment, in spite of how good he's fighting this Obamacare stuff. And I hope it's not just political theater. I hope he's sincere in what he's doing. I'm going to keep talking here with you and try to ring Deborah up. I got a note from her that she looked forward to the show just a short time ago, so I'm sure that she is raring to go. I just don't, she's in a different time zone. I hope she didn't confuse it that the mountain time was the time she's supposed to come on, which is possible. That'd be easy for somebody as busy as she is to make, and we'll get her on here in just a minute. Hello, Deborah. Are you going to call in? Okay. That's myself. 347. 838-9176. Thank you. Okay, bye. Well, she thought I was supposed to call her, so we got that squared away. And
yeah,
I'm sure that she's on so many different radio shows. It's got to be confusing, because some of them do call them instead of calling into the number the way we have them do. So, and I could have done that with my Skype. I could have done a conference, but she'll be on with us here in just a second. Just let that come up. But anyway, the mountains were beautiful today, and I'd love to move up there and just live up there. It'd be fine with me.
Yeah.
Well, I keep trying to give her a live mic, and I believe it's going to come around here.
Is Dr. Kate going to be on?
She's probably listening. She may be on now, but she hasn't raised her hand. She's not going to be on the switchboard because she was away from her office tonight and doesn't have her computer available. But Deborah Tavares is now with us, and I'd like to introduce Deborah to our listeners. Deborah, just before I give you the floor, I want to tell you that this is a commercial-free show, and we don't make you wait for a half an hour before we get you on. So,
I do appreciate that.
If you do need a break anytime during this show, just let us know, and Red and I will be glad to cover for a few minutes. But
okay.
We're going to turn you loose. I'm going to let you take the floor and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and kind of how you got involved in doing such deep research.
Well, yes, thank you so much. My name's Deborah Tavares, of course, and my website is stopthecrime.net. And I also have several other sites. I started out with refusesmartmeters.com. And my work really stemmed from a development background, multifamily construction and development, where we worked as a family business for a number of decades. And being quite familiar with government documents, et cetera, and being self-employed, you're accustomed to working hard and looking at documents. And so what happened is slowly in our construction career, we were seeing changes in our ability to get properties to pencil out so that we could sell them to buyers at a reasonable price. I was not aware at the time that was the creeping effects through the planning agencies of tightening up land restrictions and ultimately creating the Wildlands Project, where they're essentially moving everyone off of the rural open areas, collapsing accessible lands to people. And so I started to look into that when this was mentioned to me. But what really struck me and why I really dove in is because then I realized there was a plan of global depopulation, and that included my family. And so being a mother and a grandmother, that was just not, you know, I could not know about this. And as a result, we actually flew to Washington, D.C., to the Records Department to find out about a resolution that we had that the Congress had approved, giving the Department of Defense the ability to use chemicals and biologicals on the civilian population within the United States without our knowledge or consent. So I actually needed to go there, not just on the internet, and go there to the Records Department and ask for that total resolution, which I actually have in my hand right now. And I would say it's about nearly 4 inches thick. And I was informed then that resolution only encompassed an 11-year period of time from 1977 to 1988. And when I asked what picked up after 1988, I was told, well, that was when the United States signed on to the Genocide Treaty. Now, I have the Genocide Treaty posted on our website under source documents, and at this time I'm going to just shout out our print shop's phone number for anyone that is listening and you're hearing me talk about source documents tonight. You can, and if you're not able to download these documents or get your hands on these documents from our site, which are free downloads, you can call our print shop, and for just printing cost and postage, we will get these to you. This is that important. And I will give that phone number now to the print shop, so only if you need documents printed for you, please. That phone number is area code 707-586-9558. Again, area code 707-586-9558. But you can print all of these off free off of stopthecrime.net. So my quest took me, you know, into, you know, I was getting maybe 4 hours a night sleep digging into documents and doing research and talking to others and realizing that this was, we had a real monster on our hands. And I went through, like most people, a time of immense betrayal and very, you know, deep sorrow. And then I decided, well, I needed to know what was going on and to find out everything I could, because we had been so misinformed. And I really started with the source documents that we have on our website, because after those early days of calling a number of people that have been in this fight for decades, I asked them, if you were to only select two or three or four documents that would really reveal what this was all about, what would that be, given the reality that young families and people are so busy, people are losing their homes, they're having to work two jobs, there's a tremendous amount of stress intentionally created, and so I needed to find documents that could be read quickly so that people could really understand what has happened. And so for that reason, we selected the documents that we have, and of course, since then, we've discovered other documents, and to that end, we'll just get started, because what we do have on our website, though, by the way, for source documents, is The Iron Mountain, A Blueprint for Tyranny. You can see it in both the documentary format, or you can download the document itself. And that was a document that came out of the 60s during JFK's presidency, but it wasn't actually finished until after he was murdered. And President Johnson, who was president, received this document and said, because of the content, it's never to go out to the people. Well, when a whistleblower released it, the government immediately said it was a hoax, and because it seemed so sci-fi, back in 66 and 1967, people believed it to be a hoax. Well, it was never a hoax. And so for those of you who have never watched the movie, The Iron Mountain, A Blueprint for Tyranny, or read the document, I would recommend that you do that, number one. Because what we're being faced with right now is, of course, built upon the false science of global warming. And you will learn by watching that movie and or reading the Iron Mountain report that the elite knew we could not stay in war forever. And in fact, when the experts were hired to look at creating this document, they met in an upstate nuclear facility called Iron Mountain. And they developed this agenda based on the desire, the request, to look at what the United States would look like should we transition out of a time of war into a time of peace. Now, it's extremely important to understand everything is backwards. So if you think that right now on everything that is our reality as we see it coming out of government and out of our news media, out of the radios, except these types of programs, of course, everything is backwards. So with that in mind, you think of the word peace as being a wonderful thing. Well, it's peace for the elite, and peace for the elite equals complete and absolute oppression of all of us, because they look at us as cattle. Well, why do they look at us as cattle? Why do they want to completely oppress us? Why are they collapsing the middle class in the United States right now? Why is all this happening? Well, simply, they've stolen from us. They've robbed us. And they knew that it wouldn't take long for us to get an understanding of what happened. In fact, they say, based on the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, this entire illusion is based upon how well they have done at subverting education, how well they have done at propaganda and misinformation. And that will determine how long we are kept unaware of this horrific plan. But so the word peace is total oppression. And what you'll see in the Iron Mountain report is the intention to take away all private property rights. And in the report, they allude to real estate. Well, in reality, and also what we see, it's taking of everything, all property, including our bodies, everything, not just our real estate, not just our stuff, but our minds also. We'll get into that in a while. But it's important to understand their goal was complete and total oppression of all of us, to bring in a one-world government or a new world order, as many people refer to it. And, of course, we know that that is a system that recognizes no limits to its authority and forced control over every single aspect of our lives, not only public and private, but also void of ethics and total disregard for morality and life itself. And we know from what we see now in the media and coming out of the fraudulent de facto government is that the New World Order controls all media, politics, economy, speech, and engages in widespread use of terror propaganda. And they stay in power from terror. So we have to realize that by reading these source documents and learning the truth, you then don't so easily succumb to the terror and the media propaganda. They actually leech off of us and gain power from our fear and our terror. So when you know your reality, you're not giving them that power. And giving them that power means that you give up yourselves in the process of complete and absolute oppression. And because we're all in this same boat together, we have to awaken as many people, create an awareness as broadly, as quickly as we can, as effectively as we can, to reduce the amount of turmoil in our neighborhoods as this continues to escalate, which it is every single day. So what is it that's escalating? Well, we're all getting smart meters across the United States right now, and we've been deceived with what the smart meters are. And actually, this was a mesh network that was planned back in the 1930s. And the purpose, again, was to control all distribution of energy resources. Now, in this instance, when they say energy resources, they're not only talking about your electricity, your water, your gas, but they're also talking about energy resources, meaning your minds. And they say that everything, as far as our utilities are concerned, must be monitored and measured 367 and 24 hours a day in order for their totalitarian system to work. And when people use those big words, a lot of times people don't know what totalitarian is, but it is, again, the New World Order and complete oppression. That's what that means. And back in the 30s, this was called technocracy. Again, it means the same thing as totalitarian. This, again, you can look up on our website. In fact, on the homepage of stopthecrime.net, when you scroll down, you will see a talk I gave to the Oath Keepers, and it's A through Z about smart meters. And I won't go into complete detail about the smart meters, but I will go over the latest information and why you must not allow these on your homes. You must not allow these smart meters on your home. And here's why. Not only when they initially rolled out, were they rolled out without any discussion to us. None of us were told really what this was. Somebody came to our homes and took off our analog, our legacy, original legacy analog electric meters off our homes and said, well, you're getting a remote meter. Well, no one knew what that really meant. And, of course, they're not only doing it to electricity, they're replacing our water meters and our gas meters as well. And this has an underbelly, a very dark, sinister underbelly that we've never been told. Of course, we know it will surveil us now. We know that the CIA, the ex CIA chief Petraeus told us that our appliances would spy on us in our homes. Well, that's what this is all about. It's about surveillance, it's about incarceration, and it is about depopulation. Because what they certainly deny is the effects of the microwave frequencies coming out of these meters. They deny the accumulative effects of these microwave frequencies coming out of the meters as well. And what the accumulative effects are, not only when you live in a neighborhood and you've got a neighbor in close proximity to you, some people have, you know, 10, 20 foot side yard setbacks, where your neighbor's meter is also washing and bathing your home in microwave radiation frequencies as well. So at this point, it's very important to understand you can't just be operating alone in your neighborhood and resisting the smart meter when you're surrounded by people that are not informed and have smart meters on their homes. You need to inform your entire neighborhood. And what we did initially with refused smart meters is we had signs that we purchased several boxes of 100 signs each. The signs that we designed were the size of real estate signs, all weatherproof, and just a small group of us would go around. We installed several hundred of these signs in Northern California. This was in the very early days of being aware, not in the early days of how many meters had been installed, but in the early days of us starting to realize what this really was all about. And so I encourage anybody right now that if you're in a neighborhood that has not yet been deployed with the smart meters, now I'm going to pause real quick and tell you, they use the word deployed in all of their documents. They think we are too stupid to understand what deployed means. They could have used installed, but no, they use the word deployed. This is a military deployment. We are the enemies of the state. This is for mass surveillance, mass corporate profit in the corporate system that we're in with this corporate government, USA Inc. So it's very, very important to understand. We know that the smart grid deployment is nationwide. In fact, it's worldwide. And it is a massive network of pulsed microwave frequencies. And it's a grid mesh network is what it's referred to, of frequencies that has been planned to structure the thought patterns of ordinary Americans through the smart meter grid mesh network, all disguised as promoting new energy efficiency, when it's actually set up for very deep spying and behavior modification programs hooked up to fusion centers, facial recognition software, HD cameras in stores and schools, attached to pulsed beam microwave emitters to entrain our moods, block our thoughts, and share all of this data with NSA and the Department of Homeland Security. Now, few people understand that mega corporations are involved behind the scenes, directly orchestrating this massive operation. And these corporations are even managing the pulsed beam microwave emitting street lights that are now being operated full strength during rush hour and serving as listening posts other times. Now, you can go online and you can verify this. You can look at the new streetlights. In fact, they claim that they have 8 cities in the United States as pilot cities. One is in San Francisco. But when they announce pilot cities, that's an announcement of launching this technology on us. It is not a test. It's not meant to be a test. They know before they launch this exactly what their intentions are. They make it sound like, well, they'll see if it seems to work. But they know exactly what their goals are. So this is all part of this silent weapons system that has been fully deployed. And it is fingerprintless, and it uses methods to subdue the population without the people even knowing they're being manipulated and attacked by a weapon. It's very, very important to understand also how the water meters will be used. And this is little talked about. And I do have this up on our website, stopthecrime.net. But it's important to understand not only the smart meters, but also the new constantly transmitting water meters include using data for SWAT teams and letting them know when to move in. For example, such as when a family's showering or bathing, then of course they know they're not near guns. These have complex algorithms and will be used to analyze the water and electricity usage patterns to predict so-called criminal behavior. Now remember, we're the enemies of the state. So I'm going to start in with, and we'll come back to smart meters in just a bit, but I'm going to start in with the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document. And it was really after I fully understood that document that I realized what was happening. And what we needed to get out was this document, because everyone needed to know what was happening. And it is a declaration of war on the American people. It is a document that was schemed. It's actually a technical manual, and it was put together in the late 40s by the U.S. Air Force, Rockefeller, the international bankers, and Harvard University. I want you to remember Harvard University, because we're going to talk about Harvard a little later in some other horrific schemes that are now being deployed upon the United States. But the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars is an operations technical manual to subvert history and law, create complete and total global manipulation, enslavement, and genocide. And remember, we're considered the enemies. And this is an important document to read, because this is the thinking of the international bankers. If you want to have direct thinking, this is it. This document was to have never been made available to the public. Never. In fact, it was buried for many years. It narrowly, at one point, a number of years after it was deployed, it narrowly was discovered, but it wasn't, and they said it must be secured from the public. The reason that they said it must be secured from the public is they say whenever a person or group of persons in a position of great power and without full knowledge and consent of the people, the public, all of us, when these small groups use their knowledge and power and mythologies for economic conquest, it must be understood that a state of domestic warfare exists between this group of people and the public. So what we're saying here is that this document is a declaration of war. And again, it was launched, and it's being fully deployed. And it is important to understand that they tell us that it was a declaration of war. And it was adopted in 1954 by the very first Bilderberg meeting in the Netherlands. So the quiet weapons policy was built upon something even prior to that. And there's lots of priors to that, but I'm going to just take it so far for the purpose of trying to paint a picture and connect some dots. In 1933, the United States was robbed of all of its gold, and bankruptcy was declared. And, of course, what happened at that time is there was an Emergency Banking Act that declared the Treasury of the United States bankrupt, which was impossible since the U.S. Treasury was secretly closed by Congress 12 years earlier in 1921. And the Emergency Banking Act succeeded, taking all American gold, and you can read more about this, and I want to give you the information before I continue with this. On stopthecrime.net, on the home page, you can scroll down, and you'll see where it says USA Inc. Everything that you're hearing me tell you is fully documented, and I want you to be able to get more details of what I'm going to be telling you this evening. But again, these are connecting the dots. So it's important to understand that all sovereign American citizens residing within the Republic of the States suddenly and falsely were expatriated. We were all expatriated in 1933 from our sovereign American status without our knowledge or consent, just like spraying us with chemicals and biologicals every day without our knowledge or consent. And we were expatriated and without our consent, and our labor, our souls, our children, our property, our sweat equity, and all credit became collateralized against that debt. So it's extremely important to understand where the beginnings, somewhat of the beginnings, began, and that is one of them. Also, it's important to know, too, that the Federal Reserve Act, which is approximately 1,500 pages, and places the currency and finance for the United States Corporation under a private corporation called the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the saboteurs, Rothschild Banking Empire, and not by the people or the corporate government of the United States. We also know that the Great Depression of 1929, like so many other catastrophes before and after the Great Depression, was actually a staged event. It was concocted by the saboteurs, Rothschild, the Rockefeller banking empires, the Queen and British Parliament, the U.S. President and Congress, the Vatican, and numerous elite families to steal America's gold and silver reserves and to replace it with negotiable debt instruments or scrip money. That theft was so ingenious, and by allowing the public to fall on hard times, just as they're doing right now, the public soon began to demand that the government fix the problem by any means necessary. Now, it's important to think about that. The public demanded this government, this corporation, these saboteurs, to fix it by any means necessary. Why? Because we were in a depression like we are now. We cannot demand the fix from a phony, fake government now. We must get educated quickly and not allow them to try to fix anything else for us, because their fix is our demise. Their fix is the end of what we know as humans, because they have monstrous, monstrous plans now because of the level of technologies that are available. And again, we're in a silent weapons war. So we're going to talk about the silent weapons document some more, and I'm going to then connect that with other documents that we found on government websites. Right now, I'm on page 6 of the silent weapons war document, and again, that's on our website, stopthecrime.net. And I'm going to tell you about energy and what they said in this document about energy. They said energy is recognized as the key to all activity on Earth. I want you to remember that. Energy is recognized as the key to all activity on Earth. Now, energy, in a definition of energy, is everything. Everything. We're energy. Everything is energy. Our bodies are 70% water. Our brain is 87% water. And what holds all of that together? Energy. Everything is energy, vibrations, frequencies. This is important because we're going to get into a topic about psychotronic weapons, mind control, basically. That's what it is. And keeping in mind, they're after control of all energy, our minds, our brains. That's what they're after. So they say that natural science is the study of sources and control of natural energy. And social science, theoretically expressed as economics, is the study of the sources and control of social energy. Both are bookkeeping systems, mathematics. Therefore, Mathematics is the primary energy science, and the bookkeeping can be king if the public can be kept ignorant of the mythology of the bookkeeping. All science is merely a means to an end. The means is knowledge, the end is control. Beyond this remains only one issue: who will be the beneficiary? So let's back up into this. It says the bookkeeper can be king if the public can be kept ignorant of the mythology of the bookkeeping. Now I'm going to weave into what we're experiencing right now, and I'll give you an example. We found out that by executive order, nationwide, in every single city, in every single town, right now, your planning departments are writing up a climate action plan or an energy action plan that your city council has either already approved for you without you knowing, or they are going to. So I'm going to explain what this is, and this ties in with the smart grid also, but it also ties in with bookkeeping. All right. The climate action plans, by executive order, are to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions and our CO2 footprints in our cities, and that is fake and phony science. That's why it's important to look at the Iron Mountain Report and understand to replace war and to come into a golden age of peace, they needed to invent something to replace war and to serve their peace of total control of us. So NASA invented and helped with creating mass pollution, created it, so that they could then call it global warming. Again, they recognized that they maintained control as long as they created so much fear that we would succumb to their demands. And global warming, they have created much fear globally, and they've created pollution to, again, blame it on us. And now everything about our industries, our small businesses, in our cities, globally, is all being changed because we have to have greenhouse gas caps. In other words, we have to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. So getting back to the climate action plan that's in every city right now, and you can go down to your planning department and you can ask to see your energy action plan, or I would actually ask for a copy of it, or a climate action plan. It's called one of those two things. And it would be a fairly recent plan that they've brought into your town. And get a copy of it and look through it, because I did. And I've looked through many of them at this point. And this is what it requires: smart meters on every single home. Whether right now we have an opt-out or not in California and some other states and towns, that was only an appeasement plan, only a temporary sense of victory on the part of people that were opposing the smart meters. Their plan is to deploy these meters on everybody, everybody. So in the back door, in our cities, in the planning departments, is this climate action plan. Now in my town, this climate action plan requires reducing greenhouse gas emissions 25% below 1990 levels. Now there were no greenhouse gas measurements in 1990, so they're back engineering it using the census. Well, when you look at the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, you'll find out the census was set up to create the numbers that they wanted. So they're using created census numbers to back down 25% below 1990 levels. And we have to reach that target here in my town in 2 years, by 2015. In other words, again, we have to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions 25% below 1990 levels by 2015. That requires that all of us have smart meters. That requires that we all retrofit our homes with the new Energy Star appliances that have RFID chips and sensors and interact with the smart meter on the outside of your home. That has accumulation of wireless microwave frequencies that will damage you more quickly in your homes as your appliances interact, surveil, spy on you, and send information to NSA and the fusion centers. You'll become very sick as well. Well, this is very good for the corporate bottom line for Big Pharma, because as people start to become sick from the smart meters, which they will, they know it, it's intended. And in the Fort Meade military document that's on our website, it tells us 100% of the population will be affected by these low pulse frequencies. In fact, it even says in the NASA war plan that we found on the NASA website, it says this about pulse frequencies on page 50, effects of low power microwave frequencies, and they refer to the Fort Meade Army document. Now, again, I'm going to remind you, you can see the A to Z smart meter conference that I gave, and it's on the homepage of stopthecrime.net, and this will help fill in some of the questions you may have. But in the NASA war plan, on page 50, they talk about using these microwave frequencies to impact our behavior. It will cause seizures, gross alteration to brain function, and 30 to 100% increases in brain blood flow, and cause death. So this is all part of the silent weapons system. And I know it sounds horrific. It is horrific. There's no other way around it. It's horrific. And it's very important to go to the stopthecrime.net and print off the symptoms sheet that we have. So as you start to feel these things, you'll know that it's from these increased frequencies that you're experiencing, because people are getting sick. And sadly, they're going to their doctors. The doctors are not educated that frequencies are posing these problems. And so what are they doing? They're doing exactly what Big Pharma planned, and that's to give drugs and poisons to all of us for individual symptoms. So if you have ringing of the ears, they'll give you quietus. If you have a twitching of the muscles, well, they'll give you muscle relaxants. If you can't sleep well through the night, well, not to worry. They'll drug you so you sleep. So it's very important to look at this document, the symptoms document. It's at the top of stopthecrime.net. You'll see a moving choice opportunity, and it's there. It's called Microwave Radiation Frequencies and Wi-Fi Symptoms. And this is a jamming our immune system. This is the intention, jamming our immune system. And some of the things that people will feel is confusion, short-term memory loss, inability to focus, brain fog, sluggishness in thinking, difficulty concentrating, headaches, migraines, some vision disruption, headaches or chest pain, respiratory problems, slower reaction time, insomnia. Now, that's a big one. When they're jamming your immune system by creating your inability to sleep, you're not healing from the day's expense of energy. And therefore, you're getting more jammed, more compromised. Your immune system is becoming more compromised. So it's extremely important to understand these symptoms so that you'll be able then to make choices to reduce this wireless frequency attack upon you and your homes. And you can start by, of course, eliminating all of your wireless communications in your homes and make your homes safe, because when you're in your workplace and you might have Wi-Fi in your workplace, you can't necessarily have your employer create corded computers, but it may be something that you'll want to start talking about. But you'll have dizziness and disorientation. People are having balancing problems. Agitation, anxiety, depression, suicidal tendencies are more and more now. Irritability, again, seizures, vertigo, nausea, violent behaviors, autism, ADHD, and ADD. These are all environmentally created designer problems that our kids are largely being approached with at this point. Weakened immune system. Again, this is all psychotronic weapons for mass mind control, controlling our thoughts, emotions, and distracting us, and distracting our physical beings as well. This increases massive amounts of anger in society. And you've been noticing that our police departments have been far more violent to all of the citizens, and you're noticing increased violence on the streets. Well, this is largely due to all of the cell phone towers, the antennas, and all of our wireless and Wi-Fi. And right now I'm going to make a very, very plea that everybody go to stopthecrime.net and download on the home page. It says for mass distribution, warning to all fire, police, and first responders. Your wireless communication devices use pulsed microwave radiation, and that affects the brain. You want to get this to your chief of police and your fire department immediately so they can look at this. It has a sheet in it. We've included the sheet of the symptoms. We've got to let our first responders know that this is part of a silent weapon system, because what they're doing, what the telecom industry is doing, is they're using those properties, the fire departments and police properties, to locate cell phone towers. And the police and even schools are gladly going forward and allowing the location of cell phone towers, because the telecom industry is giving them a monthly income. They're paying rent to site towers on properties, and even in rural lands as well, on farmers' properties, etc. They say for increased cell phone coverage. That is not at all what this is about. This is launching a weaponized grid mesh network of frequencies. That's what this is all about. So when you look at antennasearch.com, for example, and you put in your address, you can find out where all the cell phone towers and antennas are located in your community. Again, these are weaponized, and you need to know where these weaponized frequencies are located nearest your home. But we'll get into that a little more a little later, because I have a little more time. I'm going back to the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, and I'm going to define what this silent weapons system was called to do, again, by the Rockefellers, by the international bankers, Harvard University, and the U.S. Air Force. And here's the definition. A silent weapon system is a type of biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobility of the individuals of a society by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking our sources of natural and social energy and our physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. A silent weapon system, when applied gradually, the public adjusts and adapts to its presence and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure, both psychological and economic, become too great and they crack up. And we're experiencing both right now. Increased frequencies for psychological pressure and economic pressure because of intentional collapse of our economy, all part of the silent weapons system. They go on to tell us, of course, that the public might instinctively feel that something is wrong, but because of the technical nature of the silent weapons, we cannot express our feelings in a natural way, in a rational way, or handle the problem with intelligence. And therefore, we do not know how to cry for help. Well, now you do. You can read this document, you'll understand what is going on, and you won't be wondering what is going on. They go on to let us know, too, that the public cannot even comprehend this is a weapon, and therefore cannot believe they are even being attacked or subdued by any weapon. Also, Rothschild discovered a big discovery. He said Rothschild's energy discovery, and this is on page 9 of the Silent Weapons Technical Manual. Rothschild discovered, what he had discovered was the basic principle of power, influence, and control over people as applied to economics. The principle is, when you assume the appearance of power, people soon give it to you. So we have to stop assuming that they have the power. They also tell us that that their victory is our consent. Their victory is our consent. So what we must stop doing immediately is stop giving our consent to our own demise. They tell us that we are, and essentially, when they say their victory is our consent, we're simply consenting because of lack of knowledge, absolutely because of lack of knowledge. And it's an artificial consent on our part, sadly, because we're being poisoned and we're being coerced. They're putting fluoride in our water supply. They're spraying toxins in the overhead chemtrailing overhead. The chemtrailing has horrific consequences with the microdust that's getting into and traveling into our brains. It's all part of mind control. And I can only tell you that we're being coerced, but we need to know what they're doing, and we need to stop consenting. They go on to tell us on page 10 of the Silent Weapons document, the final key to economic control had to wait until there was sufficient data and high-speed computing equipment. Well, we have that now. We are literally in a techno-death trap. And we have the computing now in the NSA facility in Bluffdale, Utah. I actually went there and looked at that facility, and it's immense. It's over 1 million square feet. And they also said when Snowden was revealing the existence of the far-reaching surveillance aspect of the NASA site there in Utah, they said they will eliminate future whistleblowers because they're going to replace people with machines, and machines don't whistleblow. So that is what is happening. We are being transformed now and replaced by machines. But I also want to tell you again, they say in the Silent Weapons document, again on page 11, since energy is the key to all activity on the face of the earth, it follows that in first order, they must attain a monopoly of energy, raw materials, goods, and services, and to establish a world system of slave labor. It is necessary to have the first strike capability in the field of economics in order to maintain their position. It was necessary that they have absolute first knowledge of science, of control over all economic factors, and the first experience of engineering the world economy. In order to achieve their sovereignty, this is the elite sovereignty, they must at least achieve this one end, that the public will not make either the logical or mathematical connection between economics and the other energy sciences or learn to apply such knowledge. This is extremely important to understand because I know many people are aware of the Common Core curriculum that's being introduced in our school system nationwide. In fact, it is a global curriculum. It's Common Core. They're dumbing down math and science, as you know. They're not teaching cursive now anymore to our children under this program. And they're going to be moving in Wi-Fis into the school system. Bill Gates is behind that as well as the World Bank. And why? Why are they moving in frequencies? They're going to damage the children. The children will be very sick. It will be creating infertility. 57% of all little girls, once they start using Wi-Fi, will be damaged. Their eggs will be damaged, and 57% will birth deformed children. If we live that long for them to have the birthing of generations of children, they will be deformed. And this is pursuant to Barry Trower, who has an amazing document on our website. You can go to Barry Trower, B-A-R-R-I-E, Trower, on our website, and you can find that document in more detail. But again, it's all about control of energy, and we're energy. So we move along in the Silent Weapons document, and we also find that there's many things. I want everybody does need to read this, but I will tell you, on page 11, it says, that it would only be a matter of time before a new breed of private programmers or economists could catch on to the far-reaching implications of the work begun at Harvard in 1948. The speed with which they could communicate their warning to the public will largely depend upon how effective we have been at controlling the media, subverting education, and keeping the public distracted with things of no real importance. That is what is happening right now. We're being distracted by so many things. Planet X, all of these things. We can't prevent that if it should happen. It's a distraction while they continue to bathe us in frequencies and take our minds. This is what the goal is. They know at some point we would start figuring this out, and then at that point what they needed to do was to steal our minds, steal our thinking, to take our free will. But moving on in the silent weapons document, it's very important to understand that what Snowden has been saying about the NSA, etc., was all told, most of it was told in this document. They told us back in the 50s that they would learn all about everything about us, the what, where, why, when, and how. They told us back then, and this is on page 30 of the silent weapons document, that the general sources of information would be telephone taps. They would analyze our garbage. They would surveil us. They would watch the behavior of our children on schools, in school playgrounds. They would know our standard of living, our food, our shelter, our clothing, transportation. They would know all about our social contacts because they would use our telephone bills and that have itemized records of our calls. They would know about our families, birth certificates, etc., our friends, memberships of organizations. They would know about our personal paper trails through checking accounts, credit card purchases, etc. That is, of course, why they also implemented the Universal Product Code that tagged credit card purchases and credit card purchases and products. They would know all about our assets in our checking accounts and savings account, our real estate. Remember, this was put together in the late 40s. They would know everything about our automobiles. They would know what was in our safety deposit boxes in the banks. Yep, those aren't safe. Liabilities, our creditors, our enemies, based on legal lawsuits that we have been involved in. They would know about our loans. They would know about ploys. Now, this is very interesting. They talk about ploys, and ploys means the free sandwich lunch system. That's they say that the principle of a ploy is when a citizen will almost always make the collection of information easy when he can operate on the free sandwich lunch principle of eat now and pay later. So what are the ploys they set up? Well, welfare, Social Security, USDA food stamps, and other doles, grants, and all the subsidies. They also told us in this document in the 40s that government sources of intimidation would not only include the IRS, OSHA, and the census, but many other agencies that are set up to intimidate us. We now are intimidated by the Fish and Game, the U.S. Forestry. People in rural lands are being fined and penalized right off of their properties. We just have a family now that has been operating for many, many decades on the coast just about an hour north of San Francisco. It's called Drake's Oyster Company, and they supply about 40% or so of all the oysters in this area, and they have to return their property to the wildlands. In other words, the land must be completely removed of any buildings, of any people, and it's to be returned to its natural state. This is happening all over the country. This is happening all over the world. This is land theft. This is the Wildlands Project. This is not a mystery. All of this is conducted by contracts. We are USA Inc. We're operating under contracts. We have a banking system and a mega corporation system that is put in place that is posing as a government for the United States. It's not. It is not a government. It's only posing as a government. And it is a corporation, and everything runs on contracts. And I was getting ready to say earlier about the climate action plans. When you go and you get your climate action plan and you find that you must you must have smart meters, and you must reduce your carbon footprint, which is, again, all phony science. You can ask for the contract. In many instances, the mayors of your town have signed this. In many instances, your cities have partnered with your utility companies to put together this climate action plan and the Department of Energy. And at this moment, I'm going to reference what the Department of Energy is saying about energy. And this is in the Department of Energy. And again, this you can find on my website. I have an article that I wrote about the new tactics for smart meters and the climate action plan. There's several in there that you can look at. But what really stunned me the most about the climate action plan was it said that we had to stop using gas appliances and gas equipment. And we researched that. They don't make Energy Star appliances that are gas. And so we, of course, researched that, and of course we remember the president saying that he will put energy caps on gas and coal companies. And in order for them to continue to produce, they will have to meet those energy cap requirements on phony fake science, or it will cost them so much and many will go bankrupt. So they're shutting down coal. We know that. They're shutting down our coal-fired plants all across the country. So also what they want to do is to streamline the accessibility to our use of energy. So by only allowing all of us to get to electricity, they can monopolize it, charge more money. Again, that's better for their corporate bottom line. Everything is about corporate profit. They'll be able to control it, and that is what they want to do. So in the U.S. Department of Energy, it says they're aiming for zero. Well, what does that mean? This is what this means. This is the ultimate goal. I'm reading this right out of their book. This is the ultimate goal, to not use energy. The most efficient energy is energy we do not generate. This is not a technology. This is a behavior modification or learning to live in a new reality. This is what the Department of Energy is telling us. So I can only say that it's a masterful plan, but you can read the source documents on stopthecrime.net, and you can learn more about it very quickly, and you can understand what you must do, and you must not comply, and you must give this information to everybody. We are the media. We don't have a media. We're it. So we've got to get this information out. They talk about inputs in this Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document on page 32, and they talk about inputs being the IRS and investments. You've just got to look at the entire document in its entirety. But what they also emphasize is the collection of data from polls and surveys and publications and telephone records, energy and utility purchases. So next time you get a call on your telephone asking to participate in a survey, refuse, because that's data collection on you that is being stored in the massive NSA computer, and they are storing energy and information on you, about you. So it's important to understand on page 33, they talk about how they create controlled situations and manipulation of the economy and society and control of compensation and income. And here's what they list. Again, I'm on page 33 of the Quiet Weapons document. I'm not reading them all. But they talk about how they will allocate opportunities and then they will destroy opportunities. They will control the economic environment. They will control the availability of raw materials. They will control capital, bank rates, inflation of currency. They will control possession of property. They will control industrial capacity. They will control manufacturing. Yes, they're controlling manufacturing, all right. They've gutted America. In fact, recently when I went to a talk that Al Gore gave, He said that they have hollowed out the middle class in the United States. They've been sending our manufacturing, all of us know that, offshore and to China for many years. They did it very slowly because they weren't sure if it would work, and they wanted to maintain enough manufacturing here in the United States in case it wasn't going as successfully as they wanted. They could jumpstart it a little bit, not to tip it over quite so quickly. But they also control payments to government officials, services and labor force. They control legal functions. They control media contact. They also talk about how they disengage attention from real issues. That's what they're doing. They're disengaging our attention from real issues. They also engage our emotions. That way we're sidetracked from understanding what's really going on. They create disorder and chaos and insanity. This is on page 33 of the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document. They will control surveillance. We have cameras being deployed everywhere, in every city, on every intersection, along major highways, everywhere across the nation and globally. In fact, we recently took a little off-road trip in some redwoods here in Northern California, a narrow gravel road. Not many cars even go up there, and we find a camera. There's a camera. They're everywhere. They're tracking us everywhere. And to that end, I want to mention a couple of movies right now that are very important to watch. You can go to our website, and you can watch The Outer Limits. It's called The Grid, and we have that on that scrolling opportunity to push a button right at the top of the homepage of StopTheCrime.net. You want to watch The Grid. You want to understand what cell phone towers are about. You also want to watch The Island of Dr. Moreau. That'll be very important to watch also as we move on in this conversation. You also, I recommend watching Cabin in the Woods and also Paintball. Now, they're very graphic, but Cabin in the Woods and Paintball will show you how the cameras are going to be used. This is a big game. This is a horrific game, and that will give you a sense of that. But on page 33, again, they control storage of information. They will cripple our strengths and prey upon our weaknesses. The simplest method of securing the silent weapons and gaining control of the public is to keep the public undisciplined and ignorant of the basic system principles while keeping us confused, disorganized, distracted with matters of no real importance. And they go on. They go on to tell us that they will give us what we desire in excess. Junk food in excess, junk food for thought, and depriving us what we really need. Again, an excellent movie to watch is King Korn, K-I-N-G, Korn, C-O-R-N. You can watch that on YouTube. Also, this is all part of the silent weapons system, the Illuminati food program. So what we must do is what we can do, and that's to stay away from all of the poisoned foods, the poison water supply, and eat as whole fruits and vegetables as you possibly can and filter your water. Go to our website on our solutions page. We have suggestions for reducing the frequencies in your homes. It's just like many people have had to purchase water filter systems to keep out the poisons that they're putting in our water supply. Well, we now have to look at opportunities to reduce the frequencies in our homes. And what we also must do is not sleep on wire box spring mattresses anymore, because they conduct the transient frequencies called dirty electricity that is being put into the house wires of our homes because of the increased frequencies from the cell phone towers and the antennas. This is a separate assault upon us as well, all silent weapons. So if you're sleeping on wire box spring mattresses, you're being radiated while you sleep. The same thing with underwire bras for women. That, again, is an antenna. It conducts the frequencies. Women will get breast cancer, will get sick. And that is the plan. It's all part of the silent weapon system. They go on to talk about how they will keep the public busy, 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 with no time to think, back on the farm with the other animals. It's very important to also understand that they said media, keep the adult population's attention diverted away from real social issues and captivated by matters of no real importance. Schools, keep the young public ignorant of real mathematics, real economics, real law, and real history. Now, this is extremely important because this goes back to the 1933 bankruptcy, the fact that we were expatriated. We then were identified as the enemy of the state because of the permanent national emergency. We're the enemies of the state. They say on page 35 of the Quiet Weapons document, they will rewrite history. They will rewrite history and law and subject the public to a deviant creation, thus being able to shift our thinking from personal needs to highly fabricated outside priorities. They go on to say, this is very important, the general rule is that there is profit in confusion. The more confusion, the more profit. Therefore, the best approach is to create problems and then offer solutions. Now, to that end, I'm thinking about what I just realized today with the smart meters, because I found that people are actually stealing smart meters off of people's homes, and they're using their smart meters, and apparently there's no way in which the utility companies can track them. So it's like stealing your credit card until it's stopped, people are able to use them. Well, what this opportunity is going to allow, and this is just quite shocking, actually, is that they'll be able to increase surveillance with heavier surveillance equipment when we start screaming about the fact that our smart meters have been stolen and people are using them and creating bills for us. Again, they are installing sloppy equipment that will give them the opportunity to do that to us. But all the while, they still are radiating us and creating mind control. It's very, very important to understand. Again, there's this new iPhone that allows you to use your fingers, and it keeps fingerprints on file for optimum monitoring. And the goal of the Intel these days, of course, is to get people spying on themselves for the secret shadow government. It's just like what Barry Trower says, and you'll see his research on our website, but you can also just search Barry Trower, B-A-R-R-I-E. But they give us these cell phones, and by giving us cell phones, they know that we would be willing to provide the intelligence and the surveillance with the greatest amount of surveillance tool that was ever conceived is the cell phone. It's most important because no one would have normally ever consented to mass surveillance on themselves without the ability to call and receive a phone call. So remember, it's all about corporate profits for USA Inc., and when you use a cell phone, you're going to get sick from the microwave radiation frequencies from your wireless communication devices, and Big Pharma's bottom line greatly improves. So it's all about corporate structure, it's all about contracts, and this is how everything is functioning. It's not an illusion of a monster standing on a stage behind a curtain. It has bookkeeping, and it tells us that in the silent weapons system. So I'm going to move rather quickly now because I'm looking at the clock. But they do say on page 36 that until such energy dominance is absolutely established, the consent of the people to labor and let others handle their affairs must be taken into consideration, since failure to do so could cause the people to interfere in the final transfer of energy sources to the control of the elite. This is extremely important. They need our cooperation. They need our consent. We must stop consenting. On page 38 of the Silent Weapons document, they tell us this. Politicians hold many quasi-military jobs, the lowest being the police, which are soldiers. The attorneys and CPAs next, who are spies and saboteurs, and they're licensed. And the judges, who shout out orders and run the closed union military shop for whatever the market will bear. The generals are the industrialists. The presidential level of commander-in-chief is shared by the international bankers. The presidential level of the commander-in-chief is shared by the international bankers. Page 38, Quiet Weapons. And they say this, a nation becomes divided then into two very distinct parts, a docile sub-nation, the great silent majority, they say that's us, and a political sub-nation, that's them, the elites. The political sub-nation remains attached to the docile sub-nation, they tolerate us, and they leech all of us, all of our subsistence, until the elite grow strong enough to detach themselves from us and then devour us. This is in the Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars document. They go on to talk about the draft, and I won't get into detail about that, but I will say on page 39, this is what they say about the draft. The draft is a selective service system, is an institution of compulsory, collective sacrifice and slavery, devised by the middle-aged elderly for the purpose of pressing the young into doing the public dirty work. It further serves to make the youth as guilty as the elders, thus making criticism of the elders by the youth less likely. It's a general stabilizer, they say. It is marketed and sold to the public under the label of patriotic equals national service. They go on to say, few efforts of human behavior modification are more remarkable or more effective than that of the social military institution known as the draft. A primary purpose of a draft or other such institution is to instill by intimidation in the young males, the young men of a society, the uncritical conviction that the government is omnipotent. The young male will soon be taught that prayer is slow to reverse what a bullet can do in an instant. Thus, a young man is trained, that has been trained in a religious environment for 18 years of his life, by this instrument of the government, can be broken down, can be purged of his fantasies and delusions in a matter of a few months. Once that conviction is instilled, all else becomes easy to instill. They go on to say, even more interesting is the process by which the young man's parents, who purportedly love him, can be induced to send him off to war to his death. That's on page 39 of the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document. I can only tell you that these are their words. These are the international bankers' words. Now, I'm going to encourage everybody to read this document or listen to it. If you cannot download it, you may call area code 707-586-9558. Again, area code 707-586-9558. If you need to have a copy of this document mailed to you for print cost and postage. There are also some other documents I recommend as well. The Iron Mountain documentary, also the New World Order Exposed 1969. I'm going to go over that just a little bit for just a couple of minutes because I want you to know what's in the New World Order Exposed document. They do tell us in that document back in the, this was put together as a result of a conference back in March of 1969. And a Dr. Richard Day, who was with the New World Order, met with a group of doctors And he wanted to let them know what was ahead of them in their future, as if he felt guilty about what he knew. He told them they could not take notes or use a recorder. But Dr. Dunnigan did take notes, and he put them together in the New World Order Exposed 1969 document. And some of the topics are how they will induce heart attacks as a form of assassination, again, how they would induce heart attacks as a form of assassination, how they would be restructuring education as a tool of indoctrination, how there would be more time in schools, but there wouldn't be, they wouldn't learn as much. They would control who had access to all information, and schools would soon become the hub of the community. They talk about how they would pull books out of the libraries and disappear them. That laws would change. The reason laws have changed is laws are set up for the corporate structure. That's why we do not usually come out well when we go to courts. They're not set up for us. It's not under a constitutional government, as many people want to believe. It's a corporate structure. Everything is set up for the bottom corporate line to benefit the corporate structure. They told us in the New World Order Exposed document how people will get have to become used to change, that there are the real and then there are the stated goals. Remember, everything is backwards. There's the real goals and the stated goals. They tell you this. They go on to talk about how there would be population control, there would be sex education as a tool of world government. Well, right now we know in the Common Core curriculum they have a horrible sex education program called out for our kindergartners through our 12th graders and starting in kindergarten. You can go to our website and take a look at the United Nations sex education program for our children. They believe that children should have the right at a very early age, as early as kindergarten, to experiment with the opposite sex. This program is horrific, and this is all part of the Common Core curriculum that is being introduced right now into our schools. But in the New World Order Exposed document, they talk about falsified science and science research. They have in the Rockefeller Institute all of the cures for cancer. But they'll tell you in this document the reason that they're not allowing a cancer cure to be given to us is that it's good for the corporate bottom line. The illness of cancer massively creates money for the corporate structure. It also is used as a form of depopulation. You can read that in the New World Order Exposed 1969 document. Not only in the Iron Mountain report, but in this report as well as the Silent Weapons document, they talk about how home ownership is a thing of the past, and they talk about how crime will be used to manage society. This is extremely important to understand. You're hearing about a lot of foreign insurgents in Syria right now that are going through civilian communities and terrorizing civilians, beheading them, going into their homes at night and killing them. This is all part of an operation. It even started back in Vietnam with the operation of the CIA, where we would send in black ops troops to terrorize and foment wars. Well, again, they're going to release prisoners into our communities right now here in California and other states as well. They're starting to release prisoners because the prisons are too overcrowded. Prisoners are going to run rampant in our streets. In Portugal right now, it's being reported that they're allowing the gangs to just go through neighborhoods, and the gangs are going to older people's homes because they figure that older people withdrew their money before the banks collapsed, and they're torturing relatives to get the family members to tell them where they have their hidden money. They talk about how in this document they will restrict our travel. Well, through Agenda 21, that is all part of what they said they would do, and they're doing that to us now by not maintaining our roads. Here in Northern California, in our county, that is responsible for about almost 2,500 miles of road maintenance, they're only maintaining about 160 miles of roads, and those roads go to the wineries to benefit the income of the county. All of us are in roads that have potholes. They're very dangerous because of all of the disrepair. We're told that it's costing all of us individually between $650 and $750 a year to maintain our vehicles on this road system. They also tell us how there would be food control. They talk in this document how there would be weather control. They talked about weather control as being weaponized, just as what we have now. This was disclosed in the 60s. This all happened before that. So for those people that are still on the fence and do not believe that our weather is fully controlled, you really need to go to toxicsky.org. That's another website that we do run. Look at the government documents. You will find documents that show that Congress is fully funding this program. It's weather weaponization. It's part of the military-industrial complex for causing droughts and creating other countries, to bringing them into poverty and despair. Essentially, it's all under the guise of global warming. We're being told that all of the heavy metals, the strontium, aluminum, and barium that's being sprayed is to help to reflect the sun rays so that we don't have global warming, but actually that's causing it. This vellum that they keep over the globe is creating increased heat. It's blocking, they say it's blocking the sun, but in fact it's reducing our food supply. Our crops are not growing as they should, so it's going to be increased food costs because we're going to have to import more food from abroad. That's all part of it. It's also superheating the atmosphere, which allows them to steer hurricanes and create weaponized weather events. That is why they are spraying the strontium, aluminum, and barium. It's also adding poisons to our soil, changing the pH. This is all part of what Monsanto is all about. In fact, Bill Gates has involvement in this weaponized weather program, too, and so does Monsanto. Again, the climate modification is hurting all our crops. It's impacting, as we see, cities within the United States, causing tremendous damage. We just saw what happened in Colorado. We know what happened with all of the tornadoes. We know what happened on the eastern seaboard with the Superstorm Sandy, all weaponized, created weather events. When you go and you look at my talk on StopTheCrime.net about smart meters, I've included what we found. They want to create, they have a dome project to enclose most major U.S. cities in the future, and it's Walker Lake Dome projects. They really believe that they can create the illusion of climate change by manufacturing weaponized weather events and creating such fear that we will actually go and move into these large plastic domes. They're building such a dome here in Northern California in Lassen County over an existing 2,000 population. And they say that it will help to reduce the weaponized weather-related damages on towns resulting from tornadoes and hurricanes. It's a clear protective dome, and the structure and material is believed to be capable to resist against a Category 5 hurricane. This is what they believe they're going to move us all into. Along with the Wildlands Project map, which they want us in human settlement reservations, just like they did the indigenous people. They want to relocate us off the property. We're not to own any private property, and we are to be relocated. They are in the process of doing that now. That is what these smart cities are all about. They're zoning all of our cities. Most people are unaware. They have what they called planned development areas, where development will only be allowed in areas that are near transportation and near cities. And the rural lands are literally being zoned out of the capability of being used. Again, this is all contracts. This is all paperwork. It's not just happening from thin air. And most of us just are not aware of how involved their bookkeeping system has become. So the most important thing to understand about the geoengineering program, it's the greatest thing about the geoengineering program, and that's that they're dumping nanofibers onto all of us. And what does that mean? Well, that's the first stage, the first protocol. And these nanofibers essentially sit dormant. They decided that it would be best to put that into our systems by spraying us overhead, that it would take too long in the food supply, that the uptake across the population would take forever. And so it was much easier to spray everyone, of course, like an insect. And because it's happening to everyone, the universal herd mentality of the unwashed masses, they say, it justified it. So what is this? Well, this is a payload, and it's horrific, I can say. It is a fiber. It doesn't harm us necessarily unless our immune systems become compromised, but it can be found in every person. About 99% of the human population, our pets, have these nanofibers, and you can actually buy a magnifying glass with a light combination. We bought ours at Radio Shack. They're about $10. Again, you can see these if you hold that up close to your skin. They're bright, kind of opalescent color, bright, shiny strands. And it will be activated by nanobots. This is a lot to take in. But nanobots, from what we understand at this point, will be injected by vaccinations. So that's why it's so important to consider your position on being vaccinated, because the nanobots will work with the nanofibers and essentially turn us into being able to be manipulated, be controlled. So an excellent website to learn more about what you're hearing me say is go to dataasylum.com. D-A-T-A Asylum, A-S-Y-L-U-M.com. You can also go to our website, stopthecrime.net, and click on the NASA war document. And under that, we have a lot of this information about mind control, nanotechnology. And you can go to toxicsky.org. Look at Morgellons disease. We all have it. That's because of the nanofibers. And Morgellons is spelled M-O-R-G-E-L-L-O-N-S. Now, I'm giving you this information not to scare you to death. I'm giving you this information to empower you with knowledge so that you'll take the action necessary to do all you can to be as safe as you can. And that is why it is more important than ever in your entire life to eat right, not go to the fast food junk places. This is all Illuminati food. They tell us in these documents they'll give us what we want, but it's not what we need. And if we make the wrong decisions, then we deserve to die. That's what they tell us. So we can make decisions as best we can. We can't prevent all of this, but we can become as healthy as we possibly can. The United States is grossly overweight. This is because our metabolisms are being jammed with all of these poisons that they're dumping on us. This is no accident that we're overweight. In fact, we just fell behind Mexico a month or so ago. Mexico now tops us for being the most obese nation, but only by a couple of pounds. Now, I'm going to jump into the NASA war plan that we found on the NASA website. But I want to tell you this quote first. This is William Casey, the CIA director, 1981. He said this: we'll know our disinformation campaign is complete when everything the American public believes is false. So everything is backwards. So in order to connect the dots, read the source documents and then take a look at the NASA war document. Understand we are the enemies of the state. Understand what is happening. go and watch Dr. Moreau's Island, Then Now, to understand this NASA war document that I'm going to talk a little bit about right now. Go to our website and you can look at this document in its entirety. This was presented in 2001 by Dennis Bushnell, the chief NASA scientist at Langley Research Lab, and he is a transhumanist, by the way. That means he believes in the genetic modification of humans. In other words, using human genes and animal genes and combining that. And also he believes in robots and cyborgs. But the NASA document is not only NASA. It's the U.S. Air Force, it's DARPA, the CIA, the FBI, the Southern Command. The entire corporate military structure is behind all of these programs. So when you look at the NASA document, again, on stopthecrime.net, you can look at page 66, for example, and it says this: increasingly critical are human limitations and human downsides. Humans are too large. Humans are too heavy. We're too tender, too slow physically and mentally, and we require huge costs, and humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value. The very next page is all about robotics and how that reduces the threat to the environment and has enhanced effectiveness. You then go to page 9. Humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution, and they plan a directed evolution. This is what they say in this NASA war plan. On page 93, they tell us that they will capture, torture Americans in living color on prime time, that there will be terror attacks within the continental United States using chemicals and biologicals. They will take down our critical infrastructure. They will use an EMP, which is an electromagnetic pulse. We're hearing right now that there's some training going on in the Washington, D.C. area about an EMP, potentially, that would take down our power grid. They would use frequencies against our brain, accompanied with serious psy war and disinformation. This is on page 93. They go on to tell us, first, it's important to understand the whole premise of this NASA plan is about robots, cyborgs, and humans. And I've got to tell you, the Brookings Institute, Carnegie Mellon, all of the major universities are funded in large part to work on reducing the human population and replacing us with robots and artificial intelligence. And the Brookings Institute is using the silent weapons, quiet wars as a doctrine. And they have created also, not just the Brookings Institute, but the Tavistock Institute, working on mind control. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and I know that many of you will know what I'm talking about, but when we go to our local town meetings, when we're trying to, for example, stop the fluoride in our water supply, we can bring our experts, we can bring reports, the latest Harvard study that says it reduces the IQ, all the reports that absolutely substantiate why fluoride is going to cause illness and death. And we can also tell them that 98% of Europe is not fluoridated, but they want to fluoridate America. This is part of the silent weapons system. And so we'll go there, we'll present all our information, our board of supervisors or our county will vote fluoride in. They'll bring in their experts, and they'll vote it in. Well, we are under a massive Delphi technique, and this is global. What is Delphi technique? Well, it's predetermined outcomes. In other words, everything that they present to us that they say is for us to come and give our input, no, we can give our input, but the outcomes, the information, what they're going to do has been predetermined. That is extremely important to understand. This is happening in every level of government across the globe. I can tell you when I researched the IEEE, the Institute for Electrical and Electronic Engineers, when I was looking into the smart grid, These engineers, intelligent people, would leave meetings scratching their heads, saying, why are they putting in smart meters because of global warming? The science isn't in. Global warming is even a reality. So they were Delphi'd, but they went along. They went along. It's a masterful plan. It has been initiated to take down governments. They are tricking us on every single level when they ask for our input, because they bring up and create a consensus. So I can tell you, it's extremely important to understand the Delphi technique and to understand more about that, because that is how so much of this is occurring. They're bringing in their experts. We have to look at how their experts are aligned in industry. It is not a plan to serve us. Again, we're the enemies of the state. This is a masterful plan that was created, and it's a global plan, as I was saying. But getting back to the NASA war plan, they tell us that beam weapons will become much more prevalent. They tell us that they will use micro-sized dust. It will be inhaled into our lung tissue and execute certain pathological missions. Well, this is the weaponized micron dust that is also migrating into our brains and is all part of the horrific mind control program that they're initiating. It's also important to understand how they talk about they will unleash robots, they will conscript insects to harm and injure us, which they're already doing with all of the ticks and the Lyme disease, epidemic Lyme disease throughout the United States and California too. Lots of insects will be co-opted and used as in this warfare, which they're doing now. It is important to understand these attacks so that you'll be psychologically ready and you can understand how this is all happening. They say that they can take down the United States by 10 people and $10 million. They will use binary biologicals, imported toxic vitamins. They will poison our clothing, our food supplies, etc. They will use terror biologicals, which is aflatoxin. They will use physical attacks against key nodes, such as railroads. They will take down our economy. They will use cell towers. They say towers. Now, it's extremely important to know on page 93 of the NASA war document, they say towers. They also tell us that they will contaminate our water supply. And all of this, again, will be accompanied by serious psychological warfare to increase and create terror, so that we'll ultimately move into these little plastic dome cities and move off our lands out of terror of weaponized weather, weaponized food, weaponized everything. Everything is weaponized. So if we learn the truth, we can live outside of the lies and the terror, and we can actually empower ourselves. And that's what this information is hopefully going to provide all of you that are listening, to empower yourselves, to understand what is happening, so that you will look at it differently. I want to read you something that I received in my energy bill just this month, September of 2013. Southern California Edison, out of Southern California, had this in our bills. It went out to over 5 million people. And here's what it says about understanding electromagnetic fields, okay? And again, it's important to understand how they state things to us so we won't fall for this gibberish and these lies. That's why I'm going to tell you about this right now. They say that questions have been raised about the possible health effects of electric magnetic fields, which are found everywhere in all electric power. This article contains information that will help you understand this issue, plus practical tips that you can take if you feel you need to reduce your exposure at home and at work. So if you feel you need to reduce your exposure, so what are you hearing with that? Well, that it's our fault, that we can reduce our exposure. And I'm going to read to you some of the things they tell us we can do. But here's what they tell us. Quote, the results from many research studies have been evaluated by international, national, and California EMF research programs to determine whether EMF, those are radio radiation frequencies, poses any health risk. Given the uncertainty of the issue, the medical and scientific communities have been unable to conclude that usual residential exposures to EMF causes health effects or to establish any standard or level of residential exposure that is either known to be safe or harmful. These conclusions remain unchanged by present studies. This is a neutral statement, and this is to reduce their liability. But they are not taking a stand that these smart meters are safe. They're saying they don't know, that their conclusions remain unchanged. They also cite a World Health Organization paper in this, a June 2007 paper, but they omit the May 2000 paper out of WHO, which is another corporate agency, does not work for us, the World Health Organization. But the May 2011 World Health Organization reported that microwave radiation frequencies was classified as a probable class 2B carcinogen to humans. That's what the World Health Organization paper said. And, of course, they did not refer to that more current information in this. What they tell us we can do to reduce our frequencies in our home, some of it is absolutely correct, but you should be doing this, but here are some of their recommendations. To reduce your exposure, you can limit your time that you spend using personal appliances such as hair dryers, electronic razors, heating pads, and electric blankets. But then they say this: you may also want to limit the time you spend using electric cooking appliances. So they're forcing us into electric appliances, eliminating gas, and telling us that we can reduce our exposure to the unknown levels of harmful radiation if we don't use the electric appliances, the only choice they're giving us. So it's important to understand their doublespeak, what they're doing, how this works, to see how it works in everyday life. I have this scanned on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net. If you scroll down, you can see just what I was referring to right now. Also, another insert in the bill, again from Southern California Edison. This is what it says. Notice of Southern California Edison, it's an application to return revenues from the sale of greenhouse gas allowances and to recover the cost associated with this program. About the program to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The California Air Resource Board, now remember, they're part of the corporation. They're interested in the corporate bottom line. And, of course, California passed laws where we now have to buy and sell air. They figure, of course, since we've taken on phony fake currency for over 100 years, we're already, all of us, ready to actually buy and be taxed, buy and sell air. But they say that the California Air Resources Board encourages the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions by placing a cap on the amount of greenhouse gas emissions a facility can emit. This is regulated through the implementation of greenhouse gas allowances or permits. Under California's Greenhouse Gas Reduction Program, starting in 2013, which is CARB, C-A-R-B, they allotted Edison, the utility company, and other California utilities greenhouse gas emission allowances to be sold for the benefit of the customers and to mitigate the cost impact of the program. Southern California Edison is required to sell its allowances in an auction and pass the revenue from the sale of air to its customers. Now, I inserted air. Less some expenses for administration and outreach cost. Southern California Edison does not profit from the sale of these greenhouse gas allowances. Yes, they do. They're charging us for doing this. This is insanity. This is all phony, fake science. This is insane. Now, what is being taught to our children right now in science classes all across the country? That global warming is a fact, and they must all reduce their greenhouse gas emissions and reduce their greenhouse and their CO2 footprints. So I can tell you, just as in a few decades, they won't remember anything else but the reality of global warming. Just like we were not taught about the bankruptcy and the fact that we were expatriated in 1933. They rewrote history. They're rewriting our corporate reality on every single level. So that's why these documents will bring you up to speed faster, I think, than most documents. You can go in depth, but I think for those of you that are busy, because intentionally that's what they're doing, you can get on board fairly quickly by taking a look at these documents. Now I'm going to jump into another document. How much more time do I have?
You have about 4 minutes.
Oh, boy. Okay. That won't let me get into the most important document. But I want everybody to go to the website, stopthecrime.net. I want you to look at the newly found White House government document that we found on the White House website. The United States is being targeted by the military-industrial complex. It's, again, a silent weapons attack. What they're doing, you'll see in this document on our site. It's called Realizing the Full Potential of Government-Held Spectrum to Spur Economic Growth. Go and take a look at that. We have a map. This is a psychotronic weapons system for mass mind control. Again, remembering that the key to the control of all the globe is energy. Our brains are energy. We are energy. Very important to understand what you must do right now. Go to our solutions page and reduce all of your frequencies in your homes. Make your homes as safe as possible. You can put metal screens on the outside of your windows. Again, go to our solutions page. It's important to understand that this is artificial intelligence. This is quantum computing. This is mind theft. This is controlling of our thoughts, emotions, and directing our physical actions into unsuspecting people, just like the shooter at the U.S. base the other day. The map is the end of free will if we are not aware of what is happening. There's increased anger now in society. This is all part of the silent weapons system. This is psychotronic weapons for mass mind control being implemented on the United States now. So again, you can protect yourself. You need to go to the solutions page. Definitely print off all the symptoms on the symptoms right at the top of stopthecrime.net. And to get to the document that I'm talking about, it's the flashing document right underneath the banner of stopthecrime.net, and you can read about that and listen to some of the other radio shows that I've done speaking about this. But most important, to reduce all of the wireless communication devices that you have. These are all weapons. They're weaponized. So would there be anything else that you'd like me to add at this point?
Well, you know, I've just been trying to be quiet. And I think that echo may be, I don't know if it's a result of your radio on your computer or whatever, because it didn't start till you came on. I called in on my cell to make sure it wasn't Skype or my headset. The children are particularly vulnerable.
Yes, they are. And older people, too.
Because of the softness in their skulls and brain tissue.
Yes, exactly. And older people, because their immune systems are more compromised, and largely because they're already taking so many big pharma drugs. So the children will become very sick. Parents will take off work to take care of their sick children. The family will be impacted financially over that. Many children will die.
Deborah, would you please come back?
Yes,
and talk about what you didn't get to talk about tonight?
Yes. I want everybody, though, to go and take a look at this. We've made every attempt to make it easy to understand on the website, and again, I can't underscore the need to get away from all wireless, Again, find out where the cell phone towers are nearest you. Go to antennasearch.com, and you'll be able to print out a four-mile radius of where all of the, or most of, it doesn't show them all, but where most of the disguised cell phone towers and antennas are nearest your home and in your community. Go to your city councils and talk to them about the cell phone towers. Do I have any more time at all?
30 seconds.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, I thank everyone for listening. Please go to the all the source documents on stopthecrime.net, stopthecrime.net, and if you can't get to the documents, you can call area code 707-586-9558, 707-586-9558. And Terry, I just want to thank you so much for having me on the program tonight, and I would be happy to come back on as soon as possible.
Thank you very much, and have a great night.
Thank you. God bless everyone.
Well, I think the show on the stream is probably over, and I, since Dr. Kate wasn't on the switchboard, I did not set the music to play.
Oh, okay. Well, I covered quite a bit.
You did, and I tried just to be quiet so you could have the maximum time.
Well, I appreciate that. I wish I had realized I was not paying attention to the clock, and I should have been. Somehow or another, I was thinking we had a little more time. But I feel at least I got the warnings in, and that I've given the information that people need to understand what is happening and that we're under attack right now, that
yes,
we're the enemies of the state. So on the Terry, on the homepage of stopthecrime.net, scroll down. I found a mission statement when I was doing my research for the smart grid, and it is I'll just read part of it to you. It is, I found it when I was searching Carnegie Mellon, because they're all part of this. I mean, all of the major universities, UC Berkeley, Harvard. Harvard is involved in the program of targeting the United States with all of these frequencies. Google, all of the major corporations and major universities are involved in this.
Yep.
But there's a mission statement that I found, and what struck me when I saw this mission statement, it says, revolution in our infrastructure. And it said, Pennsylvania's companies and institutions have a hidden secret. They are leading a revolution in our infrastructure. They want to help expose this secret to the world. Tomorrow's infrastructure will blend traditional physical infrastructure, which is transportation, transit systems, buildings, pipes, power grid, concrete, and steel, with cyber infrastructure, computers, networks, and sensors in ways that are just emerging. Pennsylvania has a wealth of companies, universities, and institutions that are inventing many of these emerging technologies that will build or rebuild the world's transportation, and then they say civil. Civil, Terry, is everything about society. They'll rebuild manufacturing, transportation, civil, and other infrastructure. We will bring those organizations together to leverage and highlight this hidden secret to help make Pennsylvania a visible leader in these critical emerging technologies.
Wow. Now, the interesting thing is that the people who call in on the phone have been listening to everything you're saying, even though it's not on the stream on the computer, and the recording is still on. So until I shut it down, they picked up that information you just shared.
Excellent. Well, it's important to understand we're in a corporate system. We're the enemies of the state. We need to do everything we can to protect ourselves from this massive attack using frequencies with the silent weapon system.
I've got a hand up. if you'd like to take a call, I think we can
Yes, absolutely.
Hello.
Hello.
Area code 918, you have a live mic.
Thank you. Hey, I just this is Colin.
Hi,
I really
Colin.
Appreciate how are you doing tonight? Look, I really appreciate the information that you put out. It was even more in-depth. Huh? Yeah, and we want to invite you back on again because you didn't go. I don't know why I didn't have as much opportunity to get into detail, but we have virtually no constraints. You know, we have 2 hours and so on, so we're inviting you back on again. But I wanted to mention something, if I could be so audacious, and that is that when we share information, to be very careful not to state it as fact that they will do this, they will do that, they will do the other thing. Instead, suggest that this is what they are attempting to do, this is what they would like to do. And the reason is because what we profess with our mouth, so shall it be. We are the creators. We have 10 times the force that they have just by simply not speaking what they want into existence and speaking what we desire into existence. That's the truth that they don't want us to know, is that we are the creators here. What we allow, create, or promote, and what we profess with our mouth. And it's just something I have learned over the last couple of years that's very, very profound and really, really does work.
Well, I agree completely, and that's why I kept saying throughout the information that's, you know, just documents, that we cannot consent. We just must not consent. And that is what is really the bottom line here. We simply cannot consent. We must know what we must not consent, though, by reading the documents. And again, I said about the silent weapons documents that this is what the elites think. This is what they think. And so we just can't consent.
Right.
Colin, I don't know if you realize it or not, but you've got a huge echo from your end.
Yeah, I'm hearing that.
Okay,
but that's
well,
okay.
I
still hear
I
you.
Need
but
every
I.
Time. Okay, I'm going to unmute. Yeah, I'm just sharing that, you know, and I know I'm being a bit of your conscience here, but we all need to be each other's critics in that sense. There is, I feel, it's just, and I wouldn't say it if I didn't think it was, you know, worthwhile, but when I caught on to, you know, I don't know, somehow change the dialogue just a little bit. Yeah, well, they think they can do this, or they think they can do this. This is what they're going to attempt to do. This is what they're planning to try and do. But I would say never give them one iota of reality.
Colin, the fact of the matter is that in some ways, on a technical perspective, they're beyond what this report even says. And it's not a matter of what they're going to do at this point. It's a matter of what they've already done. And this document simply shows that 50 years ago, they knew and planned that they were going to do it.
Right,
that's exactly right.
Okay, let me answer. And also, let me give you an example. One of the things that I've been studying for the last 5 years is this foreclosure stuff, and now coming back finally to a solution. The solution is to use a disadvantage to an advantage. In other words, just give you one idea. We could spend years and years going after these people and suing the banks and getting the dollars back and so on and so forth. There's a much simpler solution to the plan. Since we're already on a fiction money system and the banks already own, 13 times the total assets of the world in debt, well, all we have to do is turn a disadvantage into advantage. Do a simple amendment to the Constitution, each state constitution as well as the national constitution, that simply says that only banks may have debt. Boom. You've now made it so that the people who are the creditors are in fact get the credit that we're due to us, and that only banks can have debt. So therefore, anything that we want, we create an instrument, and we give it to whoever the seller is. The seller takes the instrument to the bank and gets reimbursed for it because the banksters owe us everything they've stolen from us. Saves a whole lot of problems. Another example. Each and every one of the things that they're problems that they are trying to solve, as an inventor. I solved most of these problems 20 or 30 years ago with inventions. There are inventions and inventors out there that are more than available to create free, virtually free, consistently redundant electricity, energy, and clean forms of transportation, on and on and on and on. They are the ones that are not allowing them to be brought to the market because
They're killing the inventors.
Well, but they haven't killed all of them, and here's the thing. If the people begin to create a government, you know, people fail to recognize that we are the government, okay? We have just not been governing our government. And that what we need to do is govern our government. And how do we do that? By knocking on our next-door neighbors and meeting them. And actually sitting down and having some conversation with them so that we begin to create a community again.
Well, Colin, I really appreciate your ideas, and I think they're very good. I think we all need to contribute whatever we can at this point. But our reality is really in a bit of a real mess right now because we're being poisoned so extensively. And that is a reality. I don't know how you might think that we could work at stopping the overhead toxic poison spraying or creating these horrible weather events. What we're doing right now is to just try to create some awareness so that people are empowered with what they can do. And that is the whole point of this information. People will not know what they can do. Whatever part of this puzzle they want to take on as a can-do, they won't know unless they know what these documents say. And I agree with you. We don't have to validate what is happening, but we have to acknowledge what is happening. And it's not simply by saying, well, we'll will it into not happening. Because when I go outside every day here in Northern California, I see chemtrailing. I see toxic skies. I see clouds being manufactured. I see horrific storms being formed here. We seem to be a staging area. And I can count, 36 hours, and I know that some weaponized event is going to hit somewhere in the country and hurt one of us somewhere or impact our land or wipe out a town. So I can only tell you what my reality is for what I know these documents to say and what I see with my own eyes. And we can't invalidate our reality by saying we can will it into not existing. And we can say, well, we just don't have to give it credit when it is happening. So, I agree with you to a certain extent, but I also am very practical, and I'm a mom and I'm a grandma. And when I see my grandchildren and my children being sacrificed in a horrific plan, I want as many people on board to help with this recognition. So if there's any shred of slowing this down, turning it around, we need people on board. And people will not know what they are involved in unless they read these documents. They wrote these documents. So
yeah, I really, really appreciate you for that. 100%. I agree with what you're saying. People need to be aware first. And all the, and what I love also is that you have an area where you have the solutions. So I'm not disagreeing with you on that at all. I just want, if I can, to make sure that people keep in the back of their minds, keep in the forefront, that they're educating themselves with information that they need to have. But the lack of knowledge might be prepared. By having knowledge and also having knowledge of the solution and knowing that we are the ones that are empowered and have the power to overcome this, what they've done, what they are doing, what they're trying to do. That's all I want to say because we don't want to speak because people have been scared to death. They won't do anything.
Colin, I do understand what you're saying, and I in part agree and I in part disagree. And so we'll leave it at that because I think at this point we have some enormous problems that we can't we are not able to solve right now. And quite frankly, I think we're in a horrific battle between good and evil. And I don't
absolutely
think,
this is a spiritual battle.
That's right. It's simply not going to be the will of the people to necessarily stop this. I think we're in a battle of good and evil. I think we're in a time where more people are going to have to define who they are. They're going to have to define what their spirituality is, and they're going to have to decide that they, you know, what line they will not cross moving forward, because we're moving into some very, very horrific times, and we have to decide if we're going to live in right conduct or not, because we are going to be in that moment. And
if I agree with you, if I can recommend,
Colin,
there's so much feedback I can't really hear.
Yes, I know, and I've got to end the episode, so I will contact you, Deborah, if ever the time. But I really appreciate it, and our listeners have just been flooding me with positive comments. So thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you're most welcome, and just God bless everybody that's listening, Terry. And I really, really appreciate this opportunity being with you this evening.
Yahweh bless. Thank you very much. And
thank
good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, Colin. Thanks.
Good night. Yeah, make contact with Amber real quick so we can get you on the show again, okay?